A Florida House subcommittee proposed on Tuesday how it wants to spend dollars from a constitutional mandate for environmental conservation. But as WGCU's Topher Forges reports, some environmentalists say this proposal does not fully line up with the amendment's original intent.
The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee is tasked with breaking down how to spend more than $772 million. The committee wants to put that money toward things like land management, invasive plant control, and water storage. But Audubon Florida's executive director, Eric Draper, says there's little in the proposal that explores buying land for parks and wildlife habitat.
Good to see them finally recognize that land management is a important purpose that was included in Amendment 1. It's sad, though, that they're using the excuse that land is not managed well as an excuse not to allow for more parks and more wildlife habitat.
Florida Forever, the state-run land acquisition and conservation program, will receive $191 million, but it's sharing that money with Everglades Restoration and Water Management District Debt Service. Draper says details for some of these items, like Lake Okeechobee agricultural projects, are a mystery at this point in the session. The Senate may bring up its proposal on how to spend Amendment 1 dollars on Thursday. Topher Forges, WGCU News.